Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning Parashat Yitzchak, on Yom Kippur, Maamar Lamed Aleph, Li Nishmas Esther Bas Shmuel, Moras Esther Bas Shmuel. It says in the Mishnah, in Hachovel, in the 8th paragraph of Avakama, that one is not allowed to be cruel when it comes to giving Mechila. If somebody doesn't give mechila, he's called cruel, and we learn this from Avram Avinu, who davened for Avimelech, Vayispal Avram. Avram davened for Avimelech, who wronged him. So the lashon of the Rambam is, Uvushal shemevakesh menu hamachote limcho, when the sinner asks for mechila, he has to be mocha b'leiv shalom v'nefesh chafetza, with complete desire, and that's the ways of the Jews. And the Rambam here adds, but the Ovdei Kochavim, the idolaters, have a uncircumcised heart, and their anger is guarded forever. And we see this by the Givonim, who are not willing to be mochel, the Jewish people, for the sin of Novir HaKohanim until Shaul's sons were killed. They were not willing to accept Mechila. Memela, it says in the Pasuk, Vagivonim lo b'nei Yisrael hima. They're not part of the Jewish people because they're not mochel. So the Rambam contrasts here the Ovdei Kochavim and the Jews. And this is an addition. It doesn't say anything about the Ovdei Kochavim in the Mishnah. And we're going to understand this addition, Amir Tzah Hashem, what the Rambam is teaching us. What's interesting to note is that this halacha appears in Hilchos Tshuva. That's what we just quoted from Hilchos Tshuva. It's also in Hilchos Deos. It says, V'lo yamochel achzari, shenemar v'yispal Avram Elokim. The mochel shouldn't be cruel. As it says, Avram daven to God. And it's also mentioned in Hilchos Chovel Umazik. What's significant is that in all three places, and only one of them, does the Rambam mention the Alfusa from the Pasuk, the Limud from the Pasuk, and that is in Hilchos Deos. In Hilchos Deos, the Rambam brings the Pasuk, Vayitzpal Avram Elokim. From there you see you shouldn't be cruel when it comes to forgiving. However, the Rambam does not mention the Pasuk in Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Chovel Umazik Halo Davrhu. This is very significant. Why is that? So let's look at the halacha in Hilchos Deos. Ram says, "Lo yamochel achzari." The mochel shouldn't be cruel. Shenemar v'yispal Avram, and that is what the Rambam says after he says that he has to be mochel a person. First, he says he has to be mochel a person, and then he says that he shouldn't be cruel, as it says, "Vayispal el Avram el Elokim." Avram davin to God, and from there we learn that one should not be cruel. So in Pashup Shat, is the Rambam is teaching us that one should not be cruel in not forgiving. The Rambam first says he has to forgive, and then he says, and he shouldn't be cruel about it. However, that is not the correct Pshat in the Rambam, because there's no reason, once the Rambam says that he must forgive, obviously, one must not be cruel. By saying he must not be cruel, he's adding something else. What is he adding? So we have a Tosefta in the 9th parak of Bava Kama that says that if one is chovel b'chaveiro, even though the aggressor, if one wounds his friend, even though the aggressor doesn't ask for mechila, the victim must nevertheless be mochel. He must be mevakesh olav rachamim, as it says, Vayispal Avram el Elokim. And we also bring from Eov, who davened for his friends. So, it can't be pshat. Well, we're going to get to like we said in a moment. But it can't be pshat in the Tosefta. The one has to forgive his friend, even if his friend doesn't ask. Because it says, Alfa pishalo bikesh achovu men hanechbal, hanechbal tzor shivakesh lov rachamim. Even though the victim didn't ask for, the aggressor didn't ask for mechila, the victim still said that for him. It can't be pshat. Why not? Because it's against the halacha. The halacha is that one must forgive only if he is first asked. Then there's an obligation to forgive. So what must the pshat be? Pshat must be that he was asked for forgiveness, he gave forgiveness, and then even though the aggressor didn't ask, the victim must nevertheless daven for him, he must ask mercy for him. In other words, after the mechila, that's the pshat. That even though the chovel wasn't mevakesh from the nechbal to daven for him, the nechbal still has to be mevakesh olav rachamim. And that's also pshat in the Rambam, when the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, V'loya mochal achzori, he's talking about after the Mechila. After the Mechila, one shouldn't be cruel, as it says, V'yispal Avram, Avram Davin, for Avimelech. Now the Mishnah in Perek HaChovah learns from this pasuk that one has to be mochel in the first place from a kol shekein. If when not being asked, after the mechila, one has to have mercy on the aggressor, al achas kama v'kama, if one is actually asked for mechila in the first place, he must, and that's something that the person needs more. He needs the mechila more than he needs the tefillas afterwards. So he must give. He must be willing to forgive in the first place. But in the Tosefta, we learn that from this pasuk that he has to daven for him afterwards, and then the Mishnah with an kol shekein, if he has to daven for him afterwards without even being asked, certainly he has to be mochel him in the first place. So the Rambam, when quoting the pasuk Vayispal Avram El Elokim, he was not at all learning the din of the Mishnah. He's learning the din of the Tosefta that we're talking about, the Hanaga after the Mechila. And according to this, we can understand why of all three places that the Rambam brings the din of the Mishnah, he only brings the Alfusa, the Limud, and Hilchos Deos, because Hilchos Deos are talking both about the Deos of the Pogea B'Chaveru and the Deos of the Nifka Mechaveru. And Memeil and Hilchos Deos, he has to teach us the laws of the Pogea and the Nifga, of the aggressor and the victim. Now, the halacha of Anhagas Rachmanos after the Mechila is shayach to the laws of the Nifga, of the victim, because the after Mechila, the Pogea, the aggressor, has no more shaychus to the nifka, to the victim, as a victim. He's no longer a victim. Mechila was given, it's over. So that relationship of pogeya nivga ends. That relationship from the pogeya, from the nivga to the pogeya, ends after the mechila. That's it. Clean slate between the pogeya and the nivga. However, there still is an objective pegia here. You're right that the slate is clean for the gentleman, for the pogeya, but there's still a nivga here. So therefore we're telling the nivga, we're telling the victim, you have to daven for him. You have to daven for your friend. Now in Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Chovah L'Mazik, they were talking about the Seder HaTshuva of the pogeya. So what does that have to do with the Tosefta? The answer is garnished. And if there's no room for the halacha of the Tosefta, then we're obviously not going to bring the Alfusa either. How amazing is that? So now we understand why the Rambam brought the Limud, because the Rambam is telling us a completely different halacha. He's telling us not just that you have to be mochel in the first place, but you have to be afterwards. There also has to be this attitude of love and mercy from the Nifga towards the Pogeya. So as we said, in three places the Rambam brings the halacha of the Mishnah at the end of HaChovel, that there is a chova on the Nivga not to refuse to the Pogeya who is asking for Slicha. And we said only in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam adds a new halacha, that also afterwards there has to be mercy. Now, what's also interesting to note is that in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam also changes a little bit the signon of the halacha from the other two places. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, he adds on to the guf, chovas ha-mechila, that the mechila has to be belev shalem uvenefesh chafetza. The Rambam doesn't say that in the other two places. Why dafkin Hilchos Tshuva? So if we have to go first to a Rashi in Ksubas, there it says, kum Ema Milsa Kenegd Menachem Avelim. Let me get up and say something to the Menachem Avelim. Pasach Vemri opened up and he said, Achenu Gomle Chasadim, Bnei Gomle Chasadim, Hamachazikim Befrito Shel Avraham Avinu. The Gomle Chasadim, the sons of Gomle Chasadim, who are holding on to the bris, the covenant of Abraham. And Rashi says that we know that Avraham Avinu was a Gomle Chasad, we learn from Vayita Eshel, which is Rashi Tevis, Achila Shtia and Levia. Now this Rashi is very shver, because in Yevamos Nafayim Tes, we learn that the Jewish people are going to chasadim, because it says by Avram Avinu, the man asher yitzav es banav es beis ha'acharav v'shemru derech Hashem lasos tzedaka u'mishpat. So why was Rashi note from the Gemara in Yevamos, who brings a pasuk that Avram is gomel chesed and the Jews are gomel chasadim from Avram? So why does he skip over that and go to Vayita Eshel to find a new makor for the chesed of Avram Avinu? And we explain this in the Heilige Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, and we're going to copy over what we said there. It says in Bava Metzia, Omar Mar, Yelchuba. So Yelchuba, I'm going to teach them the way they should go. Yelchuba, the Gemara Darshins is Biker Chol. In fact, the Gemara, Hainu Gemilos Chasadim, we already had a limit for Gemilos Chasadim, it's a Zelbazach. And for the Gemara, no, it's not. Lo Nitzchel Ben Gilo, that even though you person has the same mazel as his friend, and he takes a little bit of his choli, takes a little bit of his sickness, nevertheless, he's mechuyiv to be mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim. Afterwards, the Gemara asks the same kasha, and that it says ba zukvura. That's derech yelchu ba. Ba means that it's also a mitzvah to do kvura, to bury somebody. It's the same as gemilas chasodim, and for the Gemara, no. We need it for a zaken, ve'eno lefi chvodo. That even if it's not lefi chvodo, he still has to do it. So, if that's the case, then why don't we answer that in the first place? When we're talking about bikur cholim, why don't we say we need it for a zaken ve'eno lefi chvodo? Just like we answered by kvura, that we needed to tell us that a person has to bury his friend even if he's a zaken ve'eno lefi chvodo. So why don't we give the same teretz the first time around? When we're talking about bikur cholim, even if it's zaken ve'eno lefi chvodo, and it's an often a gemara nedarim that bikur cholim is a filu gadol etel katan, so it's even zaken ve'eno lefi chvodo. So why didn't the gemara answer that? That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that even in such an instance he's chayiv. So to explain this, we need to go to a Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Eva, Halacha Aleph. There the Rambam says, "Mitzvah esei shel devrem levaker cholim v'nachem evelim ulachnis kala mitachat la'chupa." I add the word mitachat. Ulachnis kala la'chupa v'ulavos orchim ve'elen gemilas chasadim shabgu v'sheinam shi. So it's a mitzvah midivrei and midrabbanon to do biker cholim nichom avelum achnasis kala to accompany the guests. And these are gemilas chasadim shabgufo that have no shear. And even though all of these mitzvahs are midrabbanon, they're included in ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So we see from this Rambam then these mitzvahs, like Bikur Cholim and Achnas Kala, have two mechayvim. One, mitzvah avos rei min haTorah, a general chiyuv, and also there's a special chiyuv of Bikur Cholim that is only midrabbanan. And therefore, we have special chovos related to Bikur Cholim. And where do we get that from? The Gemara Neila Metzias that we quoted before. Because that's the Chiddush of the Tartzin. Lo nitzucha el ben gilo. Oh, the zaken veinu lefi chavodo. That even though mitzad chovetz gemilus chasodim, you can't be mechayev the person when he's going to take away part of his choli. Or when it's a zaken veinu lefi chavodo, nevertheless, there is a chiyuv midrabbanon that is chal on the nice of bikur cholim that even obligates him if he is a Ben Gilo. And even if he is a Zakein, Veinu Lefi Chavodo. And based on this, we can answer the question we asked before. What was the question we asked before? We asked, why don't we say by Bikur Cholim, Lo Nitzrecha, Ela LeZakein, Veinu Lefi Chavodo? We need it. You know why we need by Bikur, we know why we need a special limud of Bikur Cholim? To tell you, Zakein, Veinu Lefi Chavodo. Like we said, by Kura, that's Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. So why did the Gemara say that Bikur Cholim is also Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo, like we said elsewhere in the Gemara, that a Godel has to visit a Kohen? But based on what we said, we understand very well. Because that we're mechayev bikur cholim, even a katan by a Godel by a katan, is only after we answer Lo Nitzucha Ela Ben Gilo. Because from there we know that the Chovas HaChesed of Bikur Cholim has its own Mechayev. And therefore, a person isn't pater as we would think he would be. If there's a special mechayiv, then we can say, okay, since it doesn't come under the general rubric of chesed, he's not chayiv. No, there's a special mechayiv, a mechayiv of ben gilo, even if he's going to take part of the choli. And memela, that chiddush is mechayiv him in a special chiyuv of Bikur Cholim. And if that's the case, that there's a special mechayev of Bikur Cholim, of even though he's not Ben Gilo, only then can we come onto the teretz of Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. In other words, Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo was only built on the first teretz. Once we know that there is a special mechayev, what's the special mechayev of Bikur Cholim? The special mechayev of Bikur Cholim is Ben Gilo, that even if he's going to take part of the illness, he still has to visit him. So we see from there that there's a special mechayev. So then memela we know that God, that includes God the Leitzel Katan as well. And then memela the Gemara can give in the next teretz by Kvuras Hameis, Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. Because we see that there's a special mechayev even outside of the regular rules. The Gemara brings down Ben Gilo because that's the Avtipus, that's the prototype. And look, there's a special Mechayev of Bikur Cholim. Normally, if it was just general Chesed, one wouldn't have to go visit if he would take part of the Machala. But since we have a special Chiv of Bikur Cholim, Memela, this includes Ben Gilo. And once it includes Ben Gilo, it also includes Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. The truth is, I never fully understood this teretz. Because why can't we say just the opposite? We learned that there's a special machayv by Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. And then from Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo, we can also learn Ben Gilo. Maybe Ben Gilo is a bigger chiddush than Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. It's taka bigger chiddush, because Ben Gilo is saying that even if he takes his the person's machala, he's going to take a shtickle of the machala. So if he's chayav, then certainly he's chayav if he's just Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. I think an older person would much rather visit a younger person then have to get sick because of him, probably. And then, but if you would just have said Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo, then we wouldn't necessarily have known Eino Ben Gilo. Because we don't know how far it extends. But once we see that it extends this far, this special chiyuv of Gemilus Chasadim extends this far to Eino Ben Gilo, maybe it also expands Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo. I don't know. But what the yisod that comes out of a footner is that there's a special mechayev of gemilus chasadim, and there's a special mechayev of bikur cholim, and there's a special mechayev of kfuras hameis. So there's a general chol klalus of chesed from v'ahavtal recha kamocha, and then there's a specific chiyuv within v'ahavtal recha kamocha. There's a specific chiyuv of bikur cholim that even requires us to go that extra mile, to go the eino ben gilo, to go the zaken veinu lefi chavodo. Now, in this that the Rambam writes, that even though all of these mitzvahs are midivrehem, nevertheless they're included in v'haft l'recha kamocha, we have to understand, why doesn't the Rambam say that they're included in v'halachta b'drachov, just like Hashem is rachum, so too you should be rachum. So it seemed then that there is a difference between the mitzvah of chesed that comes from v'halachta b'drachah, of going the ways of Hashem, than the mitzvah of chesed that comes from v'haftel arecha kamocha. The mitzvah of halachta b'drachah is a mitzvah in adam l'makom. Hashemkein v'haftel arecha kamocha is a mitzvah in adam l'chaveru. And that's the kavan of the Rambam, who brings the mitzvah of v'hafta and is v'hafta and is mashmit, excludes, omits the mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachah. Because the Rambam is coming to teach that the mitzvah of bikur cholim and similar mitzvahs that mitzad pratiyusam are midrabanan, and the specific mitzvah of bikur cholim is only drabanan. This chiyuv is a chiyuv ben adam lachavero, that midrabanan they branch off from avas reim as a mitzvah ben adam lachavero, and not from vehalachta bedracha, which is a mitzvah ben adam lamakom. And look also in the Rambam there in halacha beis. So we see from the Rambam that the Maisa Chesed of Avram Avinu are begather ben Adam Lachaveiro, because the Rambam says, Gedol Achnasis Orchim Yoser Mekabalas Pene Ashchina. So, this, he seems to be saying that this Bein Adam Lachavero of Avram Avinu, of Achnasas Orchim, is greater than Akbalas Pnei Ashchina, which is Bein Adam Lamakom. So, the Chiddush then of the Rambam by saying it's a Din V'Hafla Recha Kamocha Navalachat B'Drachav is to teach us that these mitzvahs de Rabbanon are Bein Adam Lachavero Dika mitzvahs. And we also want to connect to this the Rambam at the end of the first parak of Hilchos Deos. Kach lamdu beferish mitzvah zu. Ma'u nikar rachum afatayi chanun. Ma'u nikar rachum afatayi rachum. Just like God is merciful, God is giving, you should be giving. Just like God is merciful, you should be merciful. Lefi shemos halalu nikar bemiyosu. Since these are the names that God is called, nikar derech zu derech Hashem. This derech is called the way of Hashem. This is what Avram Avinu taught his kids. Ki yedatif lamanashi yitzaves banaves beis alachor v'shamru derech Hashem. So we learn that there are two mekoros for the midah of chesed of Avram Avinu. One is a bein adam lachaveru dikedin, gedol achnas esorcham yosem yagbalas pnei hashchina, and the other is a bein adam lamakom dikedin. He's going in the way that Hashem goes. This derech is derech Hashem. B'shamru derech Hashem. So you have to go in the way of Hashem. This is ben adam lamakom dikedin. So now, we understand beautifully Rashi in Ksubis, who brings that the bris of chesed of Avram Avinu is from the pasuk of Vayita Eishel. And we don't understand. The Gemara in Yevamos learns Gemilos Chasadim from Ki Yedativ. But based on what we said, it all depends. In Yevamos, we're trying to prove that the Jewish people are gomlei chasadim, so it's enough to bring the pasuk ki yedativ l'manashei tzavis banu beis rachav v'shar derech Hashem. But in Ksubis, we want to say something connected to Menachanei Avelim, and we learn that Nichum Avelim branches off from the mitzvah of Avas Reim, which is a menam lachaveiro digedin, and Mimela also the bris chesed of Avram Avinu that's mentioned there has to be a bris hachesed of Avram Avinu that's been on lachaveiro dig, and therefore Rashi brings the pasuk of Vayita Eshel because this is a makor. He planted this Eshel for people out ben adam lachaveiro. So how beautiful is that? So we had a kasha on Rashi. Why does Rashi not bring the pasuk that the Gemara learns the Jewish people are going to chasadim? He brings a different pasuk. The answer is because the Gemara is learning about the din of ben adam lachaveru of the Menachem Avelim, and Memela Rashi had to bring a ben adam lachaveru diga pasuk that we have a brisa chesed in the ben adam lachaveru diga realm, but not in the Gemara in Yevamos. We just want to know in general that we're rachmanim. Doesn't matter ben adam lachaveru ben lamakom. So there, it's enough to bring the pasuk in Yevamos of Ki yidativ l'manashi yitzav is banav is beis alachor v'shamu derech Hashem, which is ben adam lamakom dikedin. So it's very beautiful now. So we have two dinim in chesed. We have ben adam lachaveru lamakom, and we have shat in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos telling us that there are really two dinim in chesed, not only within ben adam lachaveru, it's ben adam lachaveru lamakom, but there is a general ben adam lamakom dikedin of chesed. And then Bifratius, there's a general pasuk, excuse me, min ha-Torah, of doing chesed. And then bifratius after, well, it is made up, if it's not perhaps the recha kamocha, it's made up in lechaber. But then bifratius we have two mechayivim, the general mechayiv of half the recha kamocha, and then the specific mechayiv midrabanan of bikur cholim and of course hames, which require us to go that extra mile, even zakan veino lefi chavodo and ben gilo. And we also have pshat in the three Rambams. How come in one Rambam the Rambam said that by Spal Avram Elokim we bring the Alfusa, and in the other two places the Rambam doesn't bring the Alfusa? And the answer is because only in Hilchas Deos the Rambam has to bring the Alfusa. If we bring this Alfusa, we learn that one has to be nice to his friend even afterwards, which is the din in the Nivga. And since Chovel and Mazik and Shuvah are talking about the dinim of the Pogea, the Pogea is done. But in Deos, he's talking about the Taras HaNivka as well, the victim, and therefore he brings the Pasuk to show, like we learned in the Tosefta, that even after the damage is done, the Nivka has to be Mochel, has to daven for the Pogea, for the aggressor. So we learn, Mimotze davar adavar nilmat. Sha'af alpi, this is the end that we finished the quote from the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, and now Futner again talks here. Mimotze davar nilmat. Sha'af alpi shechovas hachesed shel maisim pratim hein rak midivrayim, even though the chovas hachesed of specific deeds are only midrabanan, and the chova klalis is doraisa. Nevertheless, the chovas hachesed midrabanan is more encompassing than the Chovas HaChesed D'Oraisa, as we saw in Eilu Metzias, that Mitzad Adin HaKvali, one doesn't have to visit a Ben Gilo if he's going to take part of the Machal Mitzad Adin D'Rabban, and he has to. And Mitzad the Chovas HaChesed, he doesn't have to bury somebody if it's Zakan Zayin Ufi Chavod, but Mitzad the Din HaPrati, he must. So we're not going to explain why this is, but that's the reality. That's you see from the Sugya, that it's more encompassing. The Din D'Oraisa is more encompassing than the Din D'Rabbanan, excuse me, is more encompassing than the Din D'Oraisa. So we have reached in the Maimer Ost Hes, and Amir Tzashem, we in the next shir we will finish the Maimer, and you're welcome to Bezrat Hashem, B'li Neder we will. You're welcome to click that on and listen to the rest when we after we actually record it. In any event, have a wonderful day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Kol Mishalos L'Ibchem L'Tova. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.